the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
We can continue tonight at this vigil mass, the observance of our 9 days of prayer for healing. During mass, Father Lewis is in the confessional to my left. For anyone who would like to celebrate the sacrament of penance, simply line up on the nave wall. And brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate sacred mysteries.
I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters,
that
I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to
the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sin, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, here I am. If you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
reading from St. Paul to the Corinthians. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, proclaiming the mystery of God, I did not come with sublimity of words or of wisdom. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and much trembling. And my message and my proclamation were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
I'd like to begin by asking those of you who are adults to think for a moment about something you did in your teen years that you really regret. If you're like me, you have more than one incident, but just think about one of the doozies that you wish never really happened, never ever happened. Regretting something that we have done in our teen years is pretty common. And in fact, it is something that applied to the life of Saint Peregrine as well. Peregrine Laziosi was born in 1260, the only son of an affluent family in Forli, a town in northern Italy. At that time, in the 13th century, Forlì was part of the Papal States. So today, as you may know, the Vatican City State is a nation unto itself, but it's 14 acres. I think it's the smallest nation in the world. But at that time, in the 13th century, the Pope directly controlled and governed a large part of Italy. Not all Italians were in favor of that, and for the residents of Forlì, there was a great division between the residents, with Peregrine's family being part of the anti-papal crowd, the anti-papal faction who did not want their land to be a part of the Papal States. St. Philip Benizi, the prior general of the Friar Servants of St. Mary, was sent to the town to try and bring about some kind of reconciliation amongst the people. And while trying to preach in Forlì, Philip was heckled and physically attacked by the 18-year-old Peregrine. And he was driven from the city with insults and violence. It was pretty bad. Sometime later, Peregrine regretted his teenage outburst and violence against the holy priest. He repented and went to seek out Philip to ask for forgiveness. Saint Philip received him with kindness, which had a profound effect on Peregrine. He was filled with both remorse for his behavior, but also gratitude for the forgiveness of Philip. And thus he began to intensify his prayer life and good works for other people. A few years later, he joined the very congregation that St. Philip belonged to and went on to be ordained a priest. After some years, his superiors sent him back to Forlì, his hometown and the scene of the crime, if you will, where he founded a new Servite house there. And he became well known for his preaching and his holiness, as well as his devotion to the sick and the poor. One of the special penances that he imposed upon himself was to stand whenever it wasn't necessary to sit. And when he was tired, he would kind of lean against the front of the pew in front of the chapel. When he turned 60, he developed a cancerous sore on his right leg. It became infected, and his condition deteriorated to the point that his physician said there was no other option other than amputation. So the night before Peregrine was to have his leg amputated, he spent time in the chapter room of the friary there, and he was praying in front of this large image of the crucifixion. And during his time of prayer, he fell into a deep trance-like sleep, and he had a vision of Jesus, the Jesus that was in the fresco, descend from the cross, reach out, and touch his diseased right leg. The following day, the doctor arrived to perform the amputation and found no sign of the cancer. The leg had been healed. As you might imagine, news quickly spread of the miraculous cure throughout the town. This only increased people's regard for Peregrine. The saint died of a fever on May 1st, 1345, at the age of 85. There was an extraordinary number of people from the town and the countryside who came to the funeral and to honor him in death. And he has been invoked for healing ever since and has come to be known as the patron saint of cancer patients. His body rests in the Servite Church of Forlì, the Basilica of Saint Peregrine Laziosi. And it's my understanding that his body has all kinds of signs of decomposition, except for his right leg, the one that was healed through the touch of Jesus, is incorrupt. Many of us know someone who is struggling with some form of cancer. In fact, by a show of hands, how many of you know someone right now who's struggling with cancer? Yeah, a good number. It is a pervasive and frightful disease that has affected many of our parishioners and our loved ones. It seems to me, as I've reflected on this, one out of three people at some point in their life get cancer. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, recently called those who know and love cancer patients as lights, much like the challenge that we have in our gospel tonight. Jesus tells us, "Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Picking up on that theme, the Holy Father said, "Each one of us is called to bear the light of the Word of God and the power of grace to those who suffer with cancer and to those who assist them, families, doctors, and nurses, so that the service to the sick might always be better accomplished with more humanity, with generous dedication, with evangelical love, with tenderness." And then he concludes, "Mother Church, through our hands, caresses sufferings and cures wounds, and does so with the tenderness of a mother." As we reflect on these really profound words of the Holy Father, we are invited to pray to St. Peregrine, asking for his intercession in our time of need. And there are many examples of the power of that prayer. I know of one woman who recently shared the following. She wrote, "My mother was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer when she was 7 months pregnant with me. She refused treatment until I was born. My parents left it in God's hands. I had an aunt who was a nun, and she and the sisters of her order prayed nonstop for 2 months, asking for the intercession of the Blessed Mother. I was born on St. Joseph's Day, 1962. The nuns named me Mary Joseph. My mother had a radical mastectomy the day after I was born. She died 3 years ago after a very long and fruitful life. I am one of 11 children. After she died, I found within her tattered prayer books an even more tattered prayer to St. Peregrine. She believed, and so do I." Tonight we focus on the powerful prayers of St. Peregrine for those suffering from cancer. We also call to mind the healing of his own heart from being a violent teenager to becoming a saintly man. A softening of his heart rechanneled all his energy into the service of the gospel. Perhaps then tonight it would be appropriate if we pray for both. For those whom we know who have cancer, and for those of us who need to experience an ongoing softening of our hearts. St. Peregrine. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven
and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. O Blessed Virgin Mary, we thank and praise you for your appearance to the child Bernadette in the Grotto of Lourdes, where you declared to her and the world, "I am the Immaculate Conception." By appearing in the grotto, you made it a privileged sanctuary where many have obtained miraculous cures for physical and spiritual infirmities. O loving Mother of us all, you know our wants, and our sufferings. We come before you with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain for us, O sweet Mother, the granting of our request. For my son to come back to our church. My daughter-in-law become Catholic. That my brother's cancer will go into remission and my husband will get stronger. For those suffering from cancer and their families and friends, for the renewal of the family in society, for the healing of mind, body, and soul of my brother who suffered a massive stroke this last weekend. For the continued healing of my wife's cancer that is now in remission, Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. That my 15-year-old granddaughter will overcome her fear and anxiety. Please help my son find a good job. He has been trying so hard. For my continued healing from cancer treatment. That my friend might embrace chastity and purity in his life. For those who have separated themselves from the church, especially in my family. For these and all the intentions which we bring to this novena, O Blessed Lady of Lourdes, Mother of Christ, you had influence with your divine Son while upon the earth. You have that same influence now in heaven. Pray for us that we may obtain from your divine Son our special requests, but only if they be in accord with his holy will. We make this petition through the same Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Our Lady of Lourdes, Saint Bernadette, Saint Peregrine, tonight we have medals of St. Peregrine to distribute. I'll ask them to come out now and I'll bless them. And then you'll receive them as if you would come to communion. So along that wall, two stations here and there. So they're medals without a ribbon on them. They could be a safety pin to the gown of someone, perhaps who's in the hospital, who's suffering, or put on a chain. I know that we've had toddlers and stuff venerating the cross. This is probably not the best thing for a toddler. It's somewhat problematic at a healing service to have a kid choke on one of these. So just for older kids and adults.
God, our Father, shower down your grace and protection upon these St. Peregrine medals. Bless them and all who wear them and use them with devotion, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay.
Mater Spei et Mater.
Brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O Lord our God, who once established these created things to sustain us in our frailty, grant, we pray, that they may become for us now the sacrament of eternal life through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We are lifting up
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and Thomas our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we wait the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace, Deacon. Peace, Mikey. Peace be with you. Thanks. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing our communion antiphon, I Will Go Up.
Body of Christ. Body of Christ.
Thank you.
The cathedral maintains an outreach program which serves a number of people in the downtown area who are in need of assistance. Your generosity to our weekly second collection helps to fund this important ministry. Thank you very much. Please join in singing our hymn of praise, O Praise Ye the Lord.
Let us pray. O God, who have willed that we be partakers in the one bread and one chalice, grant us, we pray, so to live that made one in Christ, we may joyfully bear fruit for the salvation of the world through Christ our Lord. Just a reminder that tomorrow's novena service, Sunday, is at 4 p.m. It's the regular novena service. We will have the blessing of salt at the service tomorrow. Blessed salt is a traditional tool in fighting the devil. You can bring salt from home if you'd like in a container, but we will also be distributing blessed salt in little vials. So tomorrow at 4 o'clock. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.